Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, fine.
Good. Welcome back, all the YBNBers. Today is Cowboy Boot Day. Don't know if you can see them. Yes, last time was Bucket Hat Day.
We thought we'd make this this series consist of episodes where we can go back and go, oh, that's the boot one, the one with the boots, that's the one with the hats.
That's how we remember everything, is yeah. Based on what we're wearing at the time.
Most women do, actually. What was I wearing? Oh, I know. Or what shall I wear? Yeah. That's normally what happens.
So today we're in dressed for cowboys.
Yeah. Cowgirls. Talk to you a little bit about boots, if you like cowboy boots. These are from a place called Miran Crosby in Dallas. So not really a cowboy boots person, but if you go to Dallas, you have to buy them. And then I bought them, and they've got the words love on, so they were brilliant for Valentine's Day. Not that I wore them on Valentine's Day. And so we just thought, what should we wear that's, you know, we've got something in common. And Annabelle's also got some nice cowboy boots, so we thought we'd wear them.
I actually have a matching hat, but I didn't. I thought it was too much for today.
For the cowboy theme.
However, we are here because it's YBNB's fifth birthday on Sunday. Which is amazing. We've had the business now for 5 whole years.
I was so shocked. I was so shocked when you said that.
Yeah.
Because it was just set up very much just as a sort of a little sideline, a passion project. And, you know, in March 2018, I just can't believe how quickly time goes. And when something is a passion, yeah, time does fly. This is such a good example of it.
And it's nice. 5th of March.
Yeah.
5th birthday.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd do this episode kind of in celebration of that, just talking about the journey of the company so far, because we really took off amidst like the pandemic, and it was a very different time in lots of people's lives and lots of people's businesses, and not really considered a time to launch something. And we had launched it previously, but it was really the main time that the business took off and led us kind of to the direction that we're going in now.
Well, I think, again, that is a good example of, you know, where your focus goes, that's where your energy flows, as someone, Tony Robbins says, because although we started that business in 2018, and we'll go on to talk, you know, the theme of this is, yes, it's to celebrate our birthday, but we're going to talk about body, mind and business again, and how the three are inextricably linked. And so we'll sort of keep jumping off into these three different areas. But, you know, a lot of YBNB came about as a result of everything for me was business strategy. You know, work the hardest, seek out the right answer, find the magic, and, you know, work, first in, last out, and be the best. And that's how you succeed in business. And I still do believe that. But that, you know, my thinking has so much developed since then.
Yeah.
You know, with YBNB, we found it to actually be very different. You know, we've used a lot more of the other things that I've realised are part of the puzzle as well, which we'll come on to talk about. But, you know, when we started Your Body Means Business in 2018, March 2018, it was a time where I was very heavily involved in running another big business, Middleton Murray.
Well, I was going to ask, obviously you've been running businesses for over 20 something years now.
Yeah.
And previously, all your work has been in recruitment and training.
Yeah.
You did a lot with the government and apprenticeships. And that was all very much thriving when YBNB came around in 2018. Yeah. So what was it that kind of led you towards that transition and moving into such a different space? You've gone from recruitment and training through, still training in a way, I guess, but much more in the wellness, fitness, holistic space.
Well, I think when people start a business, it generally is because in some cases it's because they've spotted an opportunity and they just think they're going to make some money. But in most cases, it's where someone is very interested in something, and that's then where their sort of attention goes, like I say, and then they see that there's a business opportunity. And that was very much the case with YBNB. And I say this to people when they want to start a business, and or if they're not sure what their values are, or they say, well, you know, I'm not really passionate about anything. I always say, well, when you're not actually doing your day job, what do you naturally do? If you look around you right now, if they're in their home, what are the things that are near them? What's their natural go-to? What would they pick up to read if they had a spare 5 minutes, or they're scrolling through their phone? What would they stop on their social media? You know, if they're at a party, what's their natural go-to for a conversation? And generally speaking, if that's where to look to find out what your passion is, if you're really not sure. And for me, it was about fitness, you know, and it wasn't just about fitness and going to the gym and working out. It was a much more sort of holistic view of it. You know, what I'd realized through my own physical transformation and my enjoyment of the whole process was just the surprise that the result of it wasn't just about changing my body shape and feeling healthier and younger and fitter, but it was, I realized that my business, the big thriving business that I had, which, you know, was growing but was hard work, suddenly was growing quicker and was less hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw this as well when you did your transformation. Everything just seemed easier. Problems don't go away at all. In fact, you know, they were always there, and there were always challenges. And when you have 130 staff and 14 offices, as we did, and big government contracts, the problems are always there. But they just didn't seem to be that big a deal anymore.
Yeah.
And so I think really that's what prompted me to sort of start it as a business. I just think I could see in the future that other people needed this, other business owners needed this. What I wanted for them was firstly to find their passion, and secondly for them to realize that if they were to tick these other boxes of fitness and mindset, that they would find business was easier.
Mm-hmm. And so how did you manage that transition? It's two very different industries. Obviously, you were just very interested in the kind of wellness space through your own transformation, but managing a big business while then starting up something from scratch in a totally different industry. Did you just follow the same principles as when you started Middleton Murray, or, you know, how did that work? Obviously, I was there for a lot of but I wasn't inside your brain at the time.
Well, I think you see how I work, though, which is I get an idea and I sort of dive into it, don't I, really quickly. And if I go back to 2007, 2008, when we had, you know, the financial crash, and I've said this before, you know, when it was just recruitment and not training, we really experienced a bit of a shock, or I did, you know, because that business was big. I'd invested a lot in, you know, a wonderful office and facilities and lots of staff and everything. And suddenly it was like the tap turned off. And I remember then just very naturally diversifying all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
There were six or seven different entities. You know, I just thought, well, we have these clients, they do like us, but now they just don't want this particular service. So what other service might they want? And as you know, we set up everything from a financial services business to a facilities management company to a training company. And these are all things that I just saw, one, we could do, and two, that they were of interest. And so we were pushing all of them, an events company. And it just so happened in that instance that a training company took off. But I'm very much of the mindset now, and I was then as well, that, okay, I've seen an opportunity. I know really how to set up a business. We don't have to have a plan that's detailed to the nth degree. And I know that, you know, from your sort of more corporate background, that can sometimes drive you mad.
Like a good plan.
You know, but, you know, let's just jump in and just at least do something and get it started, and we'll quickly see whether it's going to fly or not. I suppose I took the same view with Your Body Means Business. You know, it was very much on a sideline, but I just saw that, well, let me just take it back a step. What I saw in 2018 was that there were so many vacancies in the country. You know, there were a million vacancies. You then had all these unemployed people. And what we had were all of this government money being poured into trying to bring young people up to speed to fill these vacancies. They never were going to be able to, because they just didn't have the attitude and the experience and the life experience to be able to fill the vacancies. So we're sort of stuck. And then I could see all these midlife people who we would come across, obviously, as you experience yourself, who weren't necessarily really enjoying their job anymore, but had a mortgage and responsibilities, and this mindset that they were just stuck, and they sort of felt old, and they're only in their 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. They had this old mindset that, oh, I should have done this, and that was then, and, you know, I'm not really good at technology, and, yeah, well, I'm a bit slower these days, and all that language, you know, and I really just couldn't get my head around it, because it's not how I felt. And so I remember doing a launch. Well, we did a launch very much, you know, you organised it all, which was the Limitless Manifesto. And I launched it in the House of Lords to say that, look, we've got all this latent potential in the country, midlife professionals. And there is this way, there is this method, mm-hmm. to bring them up to speed, to let them, you know, get fitter, stronger, which is what they want anyway, and then become new members of society, you know, in new passionate careers. And it would also help the country to sort of start to get back on top with regard to their GDP and their revenue per head. So we launched that in 2018. And I think, you know, we just set an entity up as a result of that, but not with a big plan of, you know, we're going to slay the world with all of the, you know, with this transformation. But it was more and more after that I really saw the potential, that if we could help others to see their own potential and do a transformation the way that I did it, that was really going to help businesses. It was going to help businesses to grow, fill their mm-hmm. vacancies, and then it was going to help the country ultimately. So yeah, I didn't have a big...
How would you describe what YBNB does? Like, what is it that it gives?
Turned more onto clients? It in 2020.
Mm-hmm. So Middle Tomorrow is obviously very recruitment training focused, did a lot of apprenticeships. It's very clear what that business did. YBNB is very different, but you do still teach some elements of what you used to teach back then.
Well, I think that YBNB really does represent my own personal transition of thought about business and life. And I also think that it is ahead of the trend. I think that when I started Middleton Murray, it was ahead of the curve in terms of how to match people with the right jobs. I think when we moved into apprenticeship and training young people, it was ahead of the curve, because I wasn't just teaching young people how to have the basic business skills. We started teaching them about mindset, body language. Mm-hmm. You know, we had them in our kitchen learning about food. We were teaching them about sleeping. You know, it was ahead of the curve. And I think that YBNB is exactly the same, because what it's done is it embodies really at the new perspective on the fact that life is not just about work, and life is about contribution to society, and that us as human beings cannot feel truly happy and satisfied unless we feel that we're, number one, progressing, and two, contributing. It also taps into the new world of longevity, and the fact that, you know, the world of science now has uncovered the fact that we should be living definitely to 156 is the latest figure, but there is no reason really why we shouldn't be living as old as tortoises and, you know,
how old is
creatures
that?
Well, hundreds of years old. Yeah. You know, and creatures in the depths of the deep ocean. And what they're saying at the moment is that we just have a bit of a software issue, and that's caused by we're just putting the wrong things into our body, and we're not tapping into all the potential of our body. And there is a phrase at the moment in longevity, which is the velocity formula, which is that if you can, at the moment, for every extra year that we live, we're apparently buying ourselves another quarter of a year. But they reckon in 10 years' time, for every extra year that we live, we're going to be buying ourselves more than a year. So it means that the longer you live, the longer you're going to live. Mm-hmm. So we just really all got to survive another 10 years. And then we probably can live forever with the way that science is going at the moment. And they're doing all sorts of things. You know, they're not really testing it much on humans, but they're testing a lot on human cells. And I think, you know, I and many of our clients are, and you know, we are already evidence of being able to age backwards. I certainly look and feel and am stronger than I did 5 years ago, for sure.
And I think it's important to make that point, because every time I say to people, you can live to 156 now, they go, well, I don't want to. I don't want to live that long. Because they think, okay, well, if you imagine a 156-year-old, it's like, oh, they're falling apart. You know, they feel old and can't move. And you think you're decaying for all that time. So I think it's important to note that the things that we teach people are very much about reversing the aging process, so that you can live as a 156-year-old but feel like a 40-year-old or a 30-year-old, or you know.
And why would you want to do that? That's the other point. You know, because some people say, you know, they say exactly like you said, I don't want to be living that old and being, you know, unable to look after myself. And I would have had enough by then. But if you're young thinking, young feeling, if you're strong, if you're, you know, number one, that means that you're going to have to earn money for a longer period of time. So you are going to have to keep on transitioning your career. And number two, you know, you're going to want to learn more stuff and, you know, and enjoy more things. So your mindset becomes so much more important. I mean, I actually think since we started YBNB that I've changed my thinking even since then mm-hmm. quite a lot. And I know you have as well.
Yeah.
Because we have gone, especially in this last couple of years, so much more into mindset.
And so with that said, who would you say is like, I know that YBNB is really for everyone and for all ages and it works for any kind of person really, but who do you say is like the YBNB woman? Because we do attract more women in general. Who do you say that is? What are they like?
This is water, by the way. It's not a fizzy drink or anything
it's
like that.
It's not like a canned G&T.
or like a G&T or something, no. It's water, natural spring water.
So who is the YBNB woman? How would you describe them?
Well, I'd say that she is someone who knows that there is something more. She feels maybe a little bit stuck, a bit frustrated. For all intents and purposes, she's probably appearing to do really, really well. You know, she's got a good job. She seems to have her act together. She's a busy person, probably goes to the gym, or if not now, has done in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, and is one of those people that we can all rely on. She's probably a doer.
Get stuff done.
But she's frustrated because she's thinking, you know, I really, like, not quite sure what the next steps might be mm-hmm. for me. I'm slowing down, a bit like how I felt. I'm slowing down physically. I'm not looking the way that I want to look anymore. You know, work just seems like a bit of a slog. I've maybe been overlooked for promotion, or my business is stagnating. Maybe I'm a bit disillusioned in my relationship. Sometimes, you know, we get that as well, yeah. where like when one thing goes wrong, you normally find that there's lots of other things as well in the mix. I've had children and they're getting on with their own lives now. And so I've got a bit more time to sort myself out. Or maybe I haven't had children and I never wanted to, but now I'm thinking like, now what? Maybe I should have, you know, I would love to do a different type of career, but I haven't. Very often it's someone who has now got their back up against the wall because they've had some form of diagnosis. Maybe they're pre-diabetic. Maybe they've had, you know, a scare because their bloods have come out not as they expected. You know, we have had a number of people that we've worked with who've had cancer or a cancer scare, so, or operations. That is so many different types of females, but I'd say generally speaking, it's, you know, there's an issue with work, there might be an issue with relationship, there might be an issue with body, there is just something, and they just sort of feel like, oh, is this it?
Yeah, they want something more. And then how would you say they feel after being with us? I mean, we generally work with people for 3 months at the minimum.
Yeah.
How would you say they change or how they feel after being with us just for 3 months?
Well, you know, what's interesting with YBNB is that people come with a certain agenda and they think that what they need is A, B and C. Mm-hmm. They say, have you got diet plans? Oh, you know, like I want to be told exactly what to do in the gym. I must get to the gym more. They say things like that. Can you look at my CV? So we do give them all that because that's what they think they actually need. But then what we also do is we give them what they really need. From experience, we know what they really need. And very often it will be to do with mindset. And if I just take an example today of someone who, you know, is a client of ours. She's quite a new client. I've given her the mechanics to start to lose fat, body fat, because that's what she wants to do. She's accumulated a lot over the years. You know, she's not happy with how her body is. She knows how to train. I've given her the basics on training. She's really starting to make progress. But now we're starting to look at her work. And her mantra, and she told me this last night, she said, I hate my job. And I said, well, okay, we talk about something called the emotional scale. And I said to her, well, let's have a look at that for a minute, because that could be an affirmation, what you're saying there. Like, you know, when you say something like that so frequently, it becomes like an affirmation. You're giving your brain the order that you hate your job. And that makes you feel terrible, you know, and you're never going to want to embrace the work that you've been given. And I said to her, right, well, let's have a look. What's the point of the job? Is there anything we can find that we like about this job?
Well, just caveat before we move on to the job stuff.
Yeah.
We are in the room with the careers queen, everyone. And you did get an MBE for this work. And we do speak so much about health and mindset, which are the most important bits. But you've got almost a lifetime of experience in the job seeking world of all ages.
Yeah.
So just as a caveat, we are getting advice from the careers queen in here. So,
well, yeah, you know, and I think that's really interesting. My hairdresser said to me yesterday, we were talking about, because he's really into fitness as well.
Yeah.
and we were talking about the gym, and I showed him a few videos that I'd been doing some deadlifts, and he said to me, "What is it you actually do?" He said, "Because I thought you were in fitness, but then I see something about careers." And I said to him, "All of it, you know, all of it is all parts of the puzzle." And what I didn't then go on to tell him was mindset as well, because it would have blown his mind, you know. But there are so many fitness trainers out there that you can go and hire. There are so many business coaches you can go and hire. You can go and hire therapists. And what we've done is we've brought it all together, because in my own experience and that of our clients, you do need all of it to move you forward. You know, if you imagine that, you know, you're trying to sort of push, like, let's say that, you know, the sea back, you can't really do only one part of it. It's all of the things that got to be firing. So getting back to this female, you know, she said that she didn't like all these things about her job. And I tried to find something that she did like. And we finally concluded she likes the money. And we talked about the money and what it does for her. And it enables her to have that security. And then she could buy programs like YBNB. That's why I was working with her. She could, you know, she had a wardrobe of clothes that she wants to get into. And we found this thing that she really likes about her job. And then I said, you know, is there anything else? And in the end, she just sort of randomly, it just popped up. She said, you know, because I love my job, really. I said, just, you know, we'd had a 20-minute conversation. And I said, so for 10 years, you've been saying you hate your job. And did you hear what you just said? And she was laughing and she was smiling. Yeah. And, you know, today I said, so how's that job of yours? And she said, you know, I love it, because I now see it as a tool to get me to really where I want. And do you know the other thing? And I haven't told you this, what happened this afternoon. I think I did tell you.
What?
The third part of what I was going to say to you about YBNB, you know, we really focus on business strategy. We focus on being strong and resilient. That's the body. But I don't really talk much about mindset and manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, and she couldn't believe it this afternoon, she said, the contract that I really, really hated has just got cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing that I've been doing that I really don't like is now gone. And it's now freed me up to spend the time on this program and to find another contract. And I said, well, how does that leave you with your finances? And she said, well, no, because all my other contracts cover all my basics and my necessities. And it's all like, almost like, you know, the universe, the minute she sort of stopped pushing and she relaxed and said, well, you know, actually, I do love my job.
Mm-hmm.
The universe sort of put things together to actually get rid of the bit that she didn't love.
Yeah.
And so now she loves it even more. Like, she's loving life today.
Yeah. And I think that's almost the little bit of YBNB that we can never explain. Like, yes, it's body, mind and business. And yes, it's all of them together. But it's like that little bit of magic that comes through having these conversations and talking about everything in the same space, taking that holistic approach that is almost the key to unlocking your actual happiness and feeling a bit relaxed for once. I do think a lot of the YBNB women think she's not stressed, but she's quite stressed a lot of the time.
Oh yeah. And you know, these are doers, like we said, and you know, when you are a doer, and everyone, that saying, you know, if you want something done, ask a busy person.
Yeah.
So true. So they take loads of stuff. Oh, leave it with me. I'll do it. You know, and they have all this stuff, and behind the scenes, they're working day and night, and God, manifestation. No, they're not going
to
be thinking about manifestation.
Yeah, I don't have time
because they don't have time to sit on a pink fluffy cushion and journal, you know? So when part of our advice to them is to chill out, do a bit of meditation, you know, do some journaling, get clear on focus, vision who they want to be. To start off with, when you're talking to sort of, you know, straightforward business women, I think, what the hell are you talking about? What is this program?
Yeah, like, I just want the promotion. Like,
yeah, just look at my CV, make it better and, you know, help me get fit. Why are you going on about this mindset stuff?
Yeah.
But that's the magic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so now we're at the point where we're 5 years old. We've developed a lot. We have the YBNB woman who's been with us. Some have been with us from 2018.
And the YBNB method, we coined that phrase
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, and the method. And not to leave them out, the men have been with us too.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all been a journey over 5 years' time, and they've developed and grown with us. And we've very much moved from the straightforward, let's just do, here's a thing for body, here's a thing for mind, here's a thing for business, let's do it all together and get to the next step, through to, like you just said, manifesting and longevity and really bringing the passion back into your life and things like that. We do a lot on relationships. What do you think is next? We've done 5 years. What do you think is next for the next 5 years of YBNB?
Well, you know, when we very first started YBNB, it was very much B2C. You know, we were selling this offering to individuals. But when lockdown came about, you know, we obviously in the other business, we had many, many companies, didn't we? Well, you know, yeah. You were head of marketing and sales, you know, I mean, hundreds, thousands, but definitely hundreds of live clients who we'd placed people into on a and who we were training their staff.
Lots of businesses that we
worked
with.
Many, many businesses, yeah.
Lots of SMEs. Couple of larger big corporates.
And so what we did as our sort of part of our contribution during lockdown is we gave free access to a number of the modules, the YBM modules, to the key staff in those companies. And, you know, it was just our way of saying, look, have access to these. It will teach you about basics of nutrition, because obviously everyone's worried about health, you know, basics of nutrition, some basics of training, you know, some mindset to try and calm people down, help them with their stress, and some basics of business as well, because people were losing their jobs, really worried about what was going to be in the future. So that was our sort of contribution, but they weren't our target in terms of selling, were they? You know, it was very much, we have developed this method over the last few years, and especially since 2020, with many clients abroad as well. We didn't really say that last time, but you know, the great thing about being able to deliver this online was that we have such a much wider audience. So all those companies were UK based, but suddenly we had all of these individuals jumping on to the YBMB program from, you know, as far as like the Maldives, LA, New York.
It kind of doesn't matter where you're from, the premise everywhere is the same.
Yeah. And so we've really honed this method with individuals who have had got careers of all sorts. And what we have done every now and again is we've spoken to business owners about it, and we've gone into businesses, and we've gone into some big businesses. You know, I spoke about it to Goldman Sachs. I did a talk about it to them as
you've done
as
PwC,
you remember.
Like lots of big.
PwC, NatWest, Coutts Bank. So a lot of, you know, large businesses, lots of small businesses as well, but we've done it intermittently. So I think where we go in the next 5 years to make a much bigger impact is we're not going to not give it to individuals, but we are definitely now going to develop our corporate offering a lot more, because, you know, you've got companies that have teams where talent management and talent retention is ever more important, because, you know, you saw the Great Resignation, as the phrase was coined, you know, after COVID, where so many people, you know, probably will be eventually the documentaries, because people did think, well, you know, I've survived this long, I've survived on less money, you know, I really like working from home, I like having that extra time with my family, I like pursuing my own interests, doing more self-care, you know, I don't want to go back to the office. And some companies, I think wrongly, have said, no, we want you all back in now, 9 to 5, and they're losing staff, you know. So talent management, talent development, talent care, when I say talent, you know, your staff, is really much higher up on the agenda, which is exactly what I said it should be when we did the House of Lords launch and our Limitless Manifesto. And so I think that's really where we're going to develop in the next 5 years. We're going to continue to work with people on a one-to-one basis. We've developed, haven't we, some really brilliant online offerings now. So I'll let you sort of talk about that in a moment, because that was very much of your planning. Because Annabelle is, you know, she's got this great Goldman Sachs corporate training. You did events for them and everything. And so you've been brilliant at, you know, I sort of did my bit of sort of let's get started and we'll develop it as we go along. But, you know, you've really honed that now. And I think that we've got the online offerings for people maybe of a limited budget who like to do it themselves. We've got the private coaching offering from myself. I can only do a certain number of people, and that's for people that, you know, number one, have the budget, and two, you know, they really want to take this stuff seriously, and you know, we've got some sort of high flyers on that program. But this corporate offering I think is going to be brilliant, because we will be able to impact whole companies, whole industries, and it's going to be so interesting for us as well. And we're going to bring into it things that previously have been considered a bit woo-woo. You know, where have you ever seen a company before talking about manifestation? Now, I think we are ahead of the curve. I'll tell you this, it's just an anecdote, but I think it shows how our brains work. I very often, when we had an important meeting, we would sit in the boardroom, we would know that we were totally prepared, and we would have a bit of a spiritual moment. You know, we would hold hands around the boardroom, and, you know, we would get someone to maybe just talk about how it was that we
How
do we want it to go?
Yeah.
You have seen it with performers. You've seen Madonna doing it, you know, with her group.
I was thinking that when you said it,
So, you know, we've always had that type of mindset. You know, let's bring the things that we can't see. We are 0.003% matter. The rest of us is made up of nothing, effectively made up of energy. We are so much bigger than we think. Mm-hmm. We've got so much more power to make things happen. And, you know, when you see coincidences, they aren't coincidences. It's energetic. When we think of something, we think of someone, the phone rings. When we want something to happen, all of a sudden, oh my goodness, it happens. You know, it's about energy. And I've been very influenced by that in the last year, and I've seen that happen. And I've marveled at how, when I've taught clients, how they've managed to manifest things mm-hmm. that they never thought possible. So we will be bringing that in as well. And I think that's going to be a game changer for businesses. You know, yeah. It's not just about business strategy. We know that. That's why where YBNB came. But now I know it's not just about being fit and strong physically as well. We now know that.
Yeah.
It's also about having a strong mindset and being open to the energy fields mm-hmm. that are out there, the quantum field, knowing that there's all these other influences from the universe which will help us achieve the things that we want to achieve. You know, when you're sitting there and suddenly a thought pops into your head, where does it come from? You know, it comes from the energy field. And so once we recognize that a bit, it won't be accidental anymore. We can make it happen. Yeah. So that's what we're going to be bringing in, a lot more of that. I'm not going to get rid of the strategy. I'm not going completely woo-woo.
Well, I mean, it, just like you said as well, I do think manifestation in itself is a lot more popular in the mainstream for individuals.
Yeah.
You see a lot of, you know, lucky girl syndrome yeah. and things like that now, but it's not been brought into mainstream business. What is in business is kind of like manifesting without realizing. Exactly like you said, you know, if you feel a meeting is going to go well, 9 times out of 10, it goes well. If you think, oh, I'm really going to, you know, I'm having a rubbish day and it's all going to go terribly and I'm rubbish and I don't know my stuff, the meeting goes badly mm. all the time.
Yeah, we're like a magnet. We magnetize to us what mm. happens, and so do businesses as well.
And if you think, you know, this idea is amazing and I just know it's going to work, look at every business, look at Airbnb, look at all the ones that had to do it again and again and again before yeah. they got their big moment.
Yeah.
When you talk to the people, you listen to their interviews, they just know it's going to work at some point. So yeah. they're getting the no's and things like that don't bother them.
That's
so
such
they're
a-
kind of manifesting, but they don't call it that.
You know, that's such a an important point as well. You know, linking back to when you said what prompted me to start YBNB, mm. there was just a thing, an inner
yeah.
knowledge that that was going to work.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it was just something that is needed and that people would want and that would be our next big step. You know, we started off in corporate with recruitment, literally just matching job people with jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started to train them because we realized, hang on, they need training to really, you know, give their best in that job. And then we said, hang on a minute, but it isn't just business training. It's going to be mindset training as well and body training. But now we realize this is other part as well. And you just sort of know. Mm-hmm. One thing, as an aside, if you're listening happily to this podcast and wondering where it's going to go, and what I will say to you is, you know, the previous series was 100 episodes and we will carry on with episodes until we sort of run out of new things to say and then we'll leave it for a bit. But one thing that you can be guaranteed of is that it's always going to be optimistic, not falsely optimistic, but optimistic, because why would it not be? You know, when you switch the BBC on, and, you know, my son was saying this today, put the BBC on, and it is nothing but bad news. People sort of talking about why things won't work mm-hmm. and all the things that are going on, you know, and getting back to being a magnet and manifestation. If you always let your mind go to the bad things and the bad things that could happen, you know, they start to happen. And it's not to say, oh my God, don't ever think of anything bad. You know, you want to think about...
We can't help it. Our brains are hardwired to think about the worst case scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
So it happens for everyone. But
yeah, of course.
It's just having that different disposition. You know, what if it did work?
Completely. And I was saying to someone today, anxiety, if you really look at what it is conjuring up the worst case scenario,
mm-hmm.
imagining it and then freaking out about it. Whereas optimism is actually just the opposite. Just conjure up what the best possible scenario could be.
Yeah.
And then embracing that and doing everything yeah. you can, you know. So that's what you will get in this series, is we will cover all sorts of problems and challenges and, you know, because we know that these things to change, and to change your body, to change your business, change your career, you know, change your mindset, change your relationship, you know, to change and improve anything is not easy.
Yeah.
It's an absolute challenge. It is for me, it is for you, it is for our clients. But you know what's wonderful is that it is possible, and we witness it. Mm-hmm. And anyone can. And so by listening to this podcast, hopefully you leave it with like a little bit of a bit more optimism.
Yeah.
And some techniques as well.
Yeah. You know. So if someone is listening to this, and I hope they are, thinking this does sound like me, I sound like that person that's a little bit stuck, but I want to be optimistic. I have this image of me in the future and it's like this, that and the other. And I want to get there, but I'm not quite sure how. How can they find out more about us and you and the business as a whole and get started?
Yeah, well, they can go onto yourbodymeansbusiness.com and mm-hmm. There'll be a link there. There'll be links with this video and with the podcast, so they can always click and somehow it finds its way to you and the team, and then
it finds its way to me one way or another.
Yeah, yeah, it does. So you will find us. I thought you were going to say to me, you know, how can they get started? And I just was wanting to say one thing, which is just sit there for a moment. It doesn't have to be a lengthy meditation, but just sit there for 5 minutes, close your eyes, and decide to choose some thoughts, because that's where it all starts. Choose some thoughts. You know, don't think about all the problems today. Choose some thoughts which could be positive thoughts, which could be optimistic thoughts. You know, even if it's just, okay, I'm at rock bottom, things can get better. Things maybe can get better. I could actually start to find some ways to improve things today. You know, just choose your thoughts. And that then starts a whole new cycle.
Mm-hmm. Something that we call quality questions, isn't it?
Yeah.
You realize that you wake up every morning and ask yourself something, and it's normally, why is today going to be so stressful? Or,
yeah,
you know, why am I late again? Why am I so tired?
Yeah, and, exactly. Or I hate my job. Or, yeah. Oh, God, what, you know, I wish I wasn't this size. Or yeah. I don't like this, or I don't like that. You know, all of those things we do routinely. Mm-hmm. That's what our brain defaults to, yeah. Unless we choose our thoughts.
Well, the first thing is just being aware of what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? You're just a victim to your own thoughts and you go, oh, well, you know, I'm fat, and you just go, okay, fine, yeah, that's how I am.
Yeah.
Or do you want to just change that question and think,
yeah,
how can I look after myself today?
Yeah, what could I do to help myself? How could I
make myself happy today?
Yeah, or, you know, I'm dreading work again, I really don't like it, I've got to get on the tube and go, what could I do productively today on the tube? You know, like, how could I uplift my colleagues' mm-hmm. days today? You know, I never talk to so-and-so in the office. I like him very much. Okay, I'm going to smile at him today.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be huge things.
No.
Just literally, instead of being like, leave me alone, I haven't had coffee yet. Just be like,
life is so short. We are so lucky to be experiencing life. We are so lucky to have the opportunity to be able to sit here and talk, mm-hmm. go on our job, jump on a tube, go to the gym if we want to. Yeah. I mean, you know, when something goes wrong in life, I see people then craving normality. If only they could just get on the tube and go to work.
Yeah,
you know, so let's start from there. Let's, you know, have a bit of gratitude mm-hmm. For just even the small things, and then start to choose our thoughts.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you know, if you ask yourself those questions of, you know, what can I do productively today, the nice thing about our brain is that it will always give you an answer.
Yeah, it will. You know, why am I so crap at this? It will give you an answer. What could I do to improve today? It will give you an answer.
Yeah, like, what can I be happy about? What have I done well?
Yeah. But, you know, to round up what's happening in the next 5 years, we will be really impacting business owners and people in businesses. It's not just for high flying, you know, executives or business owners. It's every single man and woman who just wants to live a happier life somehow, mm-hmm. A longer life. And you do have this love. When you do this for yourself, you have a great ripple effect as well. Maybe we'll talk about that another time.
We can do one on the ripple effect. And, you know, we're a prime example of that. You did it to me.
Yeah, exactly. And then what happens, you know, so mother and daughter, like, it's really brought us, we were close anyway. You only have to look at our WhatsApp.
Oh my God, it's constant.
Constant. But, you know, it really means, because then you ask me questions, which make me think of things maybe differently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because we obviously definitely have conflicts as well, because we think a different way.
We're on like the same page with health and things like that now.
Yeah.
Because you were so interested in it before. But it now means, like, where I would have a sweet tooth, I'm like, oh, try this new pancake. I know how to do something new. Or,
yeah, exactly. I'd highly recommend all of these things. If you want to improve your business, you know, I think this is the way to go. you know, we all know about business strategies. There's tons of them online. You know, just let's just pick one. And we've got, we happen to have a brilliant blueprint for business. And, you know, we know enough, having recruited and placed people for so many years, to teach you to get a better job or a different job or a promotion. There are a million ways of working out and diet plans online. But, you know, just pick one. We've got a brilliant way that works, where you eat more than you think, you know, you should, and you still get fitter, stronger. A great way of, you don't need 100 workouts with bands and this, that, and the other. We'll tell you the basics, and you will get a strong, lean, fit body. You know, we can teach you about aesthetics. You want to change your hair, improve your skin. I mean, you know, we teach you all about that as well. We've got all of that. And if you just want to feel happier, we've got a blueprint for that now.
Just buy yourself a pair of pink cowboy boots.
Well, that does help, you know. And family problems, you know, relationships, children. You know, we've just been doing this for a long time, and all of it is incorporated in the YBMB method. So I think we can leave it at that today.
Yeah. Find, and if you want to somewhere, find us on Instagram, come send us a DM. We always answer them. So
definitely. And if you want to, us to do a talk on something very specific, don't mind what it is, really don't.
That's what I was going to say. If there's anything that you actually want to hear about, or we've mentioned that you think, I didn't quite get it and I want to understand a bit more about that, then let us know, because we will happily chat about this until the cows come home.
I mean, one other thing is that we've built, as the years have gone on, a longevity scorecard. So periodically I get people to sort of score themselves on a whole load of criteria, which will help them realize where the gaps are if they're wanting to live a long, healthy life. And it does incorporate all the things that I mentioned. You know, this just, I think there's about 35 criteria in there now. You know, incorporates all things like, you know, cold water therapy, breathing, having a purpose in life.
Maybe we put a link in the notes of this one if you want to do your own longevity scorecard.
In fact, we could we'll do an episode on that, couldn't we?
And then you can figure out where you are in your longevity journey, because we always get someone to do it at the beginning of the program and then at the end. Because it's all about your mindset, how long you think you're going to live, and all that stuff.
All right, well, that was a nice general one. We will get a bit more specific, and but I hope you enjoyed. Thanks, darling.
And happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us. Yeah.